It's the week of the big game on the Sean Salisbury Show. Brought to you by BetDSI.com. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
All right, Sean Salisbury, John Clayton joins us. Since we're a little, normally John would join us at the 40. He's got a, you know, we all kind of had to move around as we're all doing. We appreciate Johnny's flexibility here. He joins us every single week for four downs. And so, Johnny, instead of some pre-questions, let's, so we can get this in, we got about 7 minutes. Let's go rapid fire and let's play four downs right off the bat, my man. I appreciate you.
Let's do it.
It's time for Four Downs with John Clayton.
First down.
Is Alex Smith better than Kirk Cousins?
Not. I mean, right now, this season, I think he was. Now, a lot of that was because Kirk Cousins played behind an offensive line that was injured at one point, down four starters on the offensive line, and he took a pounding. And you look at Alex Smith, and I think clearly he had a season where he was one of, I mean, probably his best season. You know, he was in the top four or five as far as candidates for MVP. But I think in a lot of ways, they're the same quarterback. Different styles. Alex is more mobile. Kirk, I think, is one that can, you know, get the 4,000 yards throwing the football. But in the big picture, the difference between the two is not that vast.
No, first let me ask you this. John, you had to win one game. Who would you pick right now?
Probably Alex.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I look at, you know, both of them kind of like that Chad Pennington. Hey, they can get you to the playoffs, but can they win a playoff game? And you would lean toward no.
Yeah, Johnny, you and I are on the exact same page. I think Kansas City's going to take a little step back, I mean, at least next year for a minute with Mahomes until he gets dialed in. But I also think the Washington Redskins aren't losing much. I'm with you. I think they're kind of at 6-1, half dozen in the other. Kirk Cousins, stronger arm. Alex Smith, better feet. Both of them can get you to the playoffs, but neither one can get you to February. And they got different strengths. You know, they'll frustrate you one moment. They both. Kirk Cousins is a numbers guy. Alex Smith put up some great numbers, but there's something missing. Now, the question is, do the Redskins get better or worse or kind of stay the same? So, and I actually think Kirk Cousins wanted out of this, John. I think all this, it's not just Washington. I think it was a two-way street. I don't think the Redskins are going to suffer by not having Kirk Cousins now that you got Alex Smith. I think it was a wise move and getting the, you know, and getting the trade so Alex Smith could go to a team where he does have a chance to win on. I'm with you, John. I think they're the same guy with different skill set.
Just to give you a quick feeling, what they did, I mean, Kirk saw me with five high school teammates, took a picture, came over to me and asked for a picture of him with me and the five teammates by the elevator, and then gave me a high five today. I think he feels pretty happy about his current situation.
Yeah, I think he's ecstatic, to be quite honest with you. And John, I saw the picture and it was awesome. I was going to say, I thought you were going to, you know, go down and start a little fight and knock all those guys out. You look like you're ready to get him, brother.
But they're bigger than me, so I would lose.
Yeah, that was great. Kirk Cousins is happy he's going to get paid, too. Second down.
Who has the better assistant coaching staff, the Eagles or the Patriots?
You know, honestly, I think at the moment today, he would certainly lean toward the Patriots because, and again, it's pretty close because I think that Doug Peterson put together a sensational staff, very much like Sean McVay did with the Los Angeles Rams. But when you're talking of Dante Starnecchia on the offensive line, he's one of the best. I mean, Josh McDaniels has evolved and become, you know, one of the most advanced offensive coordinators. Matt Patricia is at the top of his game. The special teams coach is good. Brian Flores is probably going to be the next defensive coordinator, is real good. Both have great coaching staffs, but let's go with a team that has been to the Super Bowl 8 times.
Yeah, John, I'm with you. But I do think it's closer than people think. Hey, the Super Bowl, the experience, and who they've been around and where they've learned and their teacher, pretty damn good. But I do believe that the Philadelphia Eagles, their entire coaching staff's been the most underrated in football all year long. I would give the edge to two guys that are going to go be head coaches, and there's probably a couple more on that staff that will move ahead sooner than later to be head coaches. I got the New England Patriots over the Philadelphia Eagles, although that DeFilippo and Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz and Doug Peterson's assistants all the way through have done a hell of a job. I'm going to give the slight edge to the Patriots' experience for the most part.
Third down.
Can the Eagles win the Super Bowl if they rush for under 100 yards?
I don't think there's any way they can do that because they're not going to eat enough time off the clock. And if not getting the 100 yards, it would give more chances and more plays and more opportunities for Tom Brady to have the football and win. I mean, they really need to get, you know, 130, 120 yards, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's not just a stat thing. It's a timing thing. You know, they need to make sure that they have a way to wear down the Patriots' defense. But in the end, you know, if you don't have a 14-point lead at least, and sometimes even 25 against the Patriots in the second half, you're not going to win. I still think advantage Patriots, but they really, the Eagles do, need to get 120 yards or more.
Yeah, Johnny, I'm actually thinking they need about 30 more than that. To hold the clock, limit Brady's possessions, you just can't do it. If they rush for 100 yards, not only will they not win, they'll get run out of the building. This will be a 17-point Patriot victory. If Jay Ajayi is the MVP or close in the game, now we're talking, and Blunt has a couple red zone touchdowns. Now we're talking. Under 100 yards, they got no shot.
Fourth down.
We got about 2 minutes left, Johnny.
What happens to Nick Foles' future if he wins and is MVP of this game?
I don't see anything changing for him because Carson Wentz is going to be the starting quarterback. They control Nick Foles as the backup quarterback. You know, he's making $5.5 million a year. The only thing that would change is they may be able to do something like they did with Sam Bradford. Get into training camp. All of a sudden, a quarterback on another team gets hurt. They flip him for maybe a third, fourth round pick, and then try to find another backup quarterback. But, I mean, it certainly would be, you know, a legend type of thing if you have a backup quarterback win the Super Bowl like that. I mean, it's almost like a Jeff Hostetler situation, but I don't think it changes the equation. It's Wentz one, Foles two.
Yeah, and Sims had a great year that year before he got hurt too. Kind of eerie how similar this is. I would say this. There's no doubt he's not going to be the starting quarterback in Philadelphia, but I would sure dangle him out there, although he's a nice security blanket with Wentz's injury. Dangle him out there and see if you could steal a second or third round pick for him from a team who needed him. But he's done a great job. There's no doubt who the quarterback is, but I don't even know if he's the MVP. If I want that psychologically hanging around Wentz coming off an injury, you might be better served for the future to try and trade him to get a pick, but he's not going to be the starter there. But what a luxury to have.
Well, he could be the MVP if he changes his name to Nick Foles. I mean, to Tom Brady.
There you go. John, we got 1 minute left, so let's make this last one roll so we can get you on the road, brother.
Bonus down.
All right, give me a winner and a score of the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go Patriots 24-20. If Gene Steratore only calls 10 penalties, it'll be 28-24. Lower penalties, higher score.
There you go. Take the over on the penalties. Johnny, I'm going 31-23 Patriots, and I got Brady again winning the MVP, them getting 6 of 8. I just think they're too good with their offense and too high-paced, brother.
I agree 100%.
Are you still in Minnesota? Are you home yet?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, I forget. You're staying through the whole game. My bad. You got to cover a game. I will talk to you next week on Tuesday. I sure appreciate you, brother. I love you. My best to Pat. I hope you have a great Super Bowl game, and I know they're glad to have you there in Minnesota, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks. Good. Johnny's going to stay there as he always does and cover and get good information. That's the great John Clayton. Back-to-back, Le'Veon Bell, John Clayton. Not bad. To a man, a lot of people want Philadelphia, but most are still picking the New England Patriots. We're coming back. We still got more to do. We're going to talk a little matchup next.